You're listening to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it very much. And Health and Wellness Wednesday, Wayne Elliott should be joining us in a minute. Charlie's getting him all dialed in. And one of the things that I know Wayne will most likely talk about, because maybe not all of us, but I know I am as guilty of this one, is getting in the proper amount of exercise. And while I'm very active and do all sorts of different things around, you know, my property and so on, no, I don't get in all of the quote-unquote heart health exercises on a daily basis that I probably should. So I will be listening very much like the rest of you, and probably being scolded a little bit for not doing some of the things that we should be doing. Now, on the same token, do I eat healthy and do some of those things along those lines that I need to keep, you know, heart, veins, things like that handled the best I can? Yes, but do I do all of the other things that I should be doing on a daily basis? No, I will tell you that I don't. And one of the things that he'll talk about here today as well, which I'm guilty of, because I'm here with you all every day for at least 3 hours, and I spend prep time prior to this, and that is that sitting is one of the worst things that you can do when it comes to heart health. Now, I do try to get up, walk around, do different things. I'm up every top of the hour, even as I'm working through the day. Yes, I get up, I do different things, walk stairs, etc. So I'm not just, you know, completely in the chair all day long, but I'm probably in one longer than I should be. And I'm not one of those guys. I know there's a lot of folks out there that love the standing desks. That's not me. And a lot of people love that. I'm not that guy. I don't stand and work very well. I know a lot of people do. A lot of people love them. There's folks even here at the station that use them. I've got somebody that actually does that as well in our business, and he loves it. I won't say who, but you know, some folks really love the standing desks. I'm just not one of those. So I wish I were, because I think a lot of folks feel like they're very productive, because they make you not just sit and you can do all sorts of things while you're standing and so on. I've tried them. I've tried doing some of that in the past, and for me personally, it just doesn't work out very well, and it's just not something that I do well with. Now, does that mean that I'm against them? Absolutely not. In fact, there's even these desks now where they've got little switches on them. You can make the desk go completely up or down. They've got the other devices where you can actually raise part of the desk up and down. It just depends on how you want to do things. But Wayne is joining us now. Wayne Elliott joining us. Wayne, welcome. How are you?
I'm always well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I appreciate it. And I was kind of going through a few things that I knew you and I were going to talk about, so we'll get into those in a moment. And I will be listening and learning and probably leaving this saying, okay, yeah, I've got to make a few changes in my own life. But let's talk about the five incredible facts about your heart that we all need to know, and then we'll talk about heart health at the same time.
Bet, you bet. You go ahead. You have the five facts there.
I've got the first one, which is your arteries, which, you know, you know this, but you don't. Your arteries are only 4 millimeters in diameter.
Correct.
That's not very big, by the way.
Well, especially when part of it gets restricted or completely blocked, it's sure not.
And what does the blockage? I mean, we all have known, you know, we hear these different things through the years, although I hate to say this, Wayne, I think because we sort of live in a time where we hear these things, we know these things are there, and yet we, when it comes to eating, probably ignore them and just do whatever we want.
Well, it's more difficult as the days go by to eat natural foods. 93% of all the items on our major grocery store shelves are or contain genetically modified organisms. So
true.
They're man-made food.
That's true. Yeah, we don't have quote unquote the natural foods that a lot of our ancestors grew up with, right?
No, that's for sure. There's hardly any of it left. All the seedless and all the other GMO foods. They've done a good job at making a lot of them taste good. Some of them not such a good job, like bananas. There hasn't been a real banana in a while now. There hasn't been a real cob of corn in over 30 years,
right,
or a real orange.
One other thing, too, that we probably should mention is, not that it's not important for all of these things to be done that we're going to talk about for every individual, but those that are specifically susceptible to, you know, heart disease and so on. Maybe there's a family history, or maybe they've even had a minor, you know, heart attack or something along those lines already. It's even more important for those folks, right?
Absolutely. You bet.
All right.
You bet.
Heart fact number two. There's over 50,000 miles of blood vessels in your body, and I don't know this stat, Wayne, maybe you do, but I also know that when we're overweight, and I can't remember the figures, but for every pound of fat, there's an extra amount of blood vessels that we're actually dealing with as well, right?
Well, the point is that the way we were created was that every single cell in our body, from the hair on our head to our toenails, needs blood. Every cell,
true.
Your immune system, your liver, all your organs, your skin. And when we get restricted blood flow or blocked blood flow, wherever it is in our body, we're going to have trouble. Whether it's in your behind your eyes, the tiny vessels, your hearing, your ears, your of course, what we think of most is heart attack and stroke, because the blood is the only transportation system. So it carries the vital oxygen, the water, the food, the medicine, the wastes. It carries everything. So it's so important, and that's why we have 50,000 kilometers of veins inside us, because every single cell needs blood.
We sort of, in you know, again, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's sort of that out of sight, out of mind. We don't really see it until you cut yourself, maybe have a little blood come out. You really don't think much about this, do we?
Well, you know, you can tend not to. I didn't, I'll tell you, way back. Unfortunately for me, my first business, I worked there a couple of years and then leased a Dairy Queen, and my favorite food was milkshake.
Oh, boy.
So
yeah.
The dozen or 15 milkshakes I drank every day caught up with me, and I thought I was going to be the youngest in my family to be taken by heart disease in my late 30s. So, you know, I've always said since, unless your mother's a cow, you really shouldn't drink too much of her milk. And between that and all the sugar that was in the ice cream and the syrup and so forth, that it didn't work out for me. But once you start to have trouble, you will certainly become aware of it. And I had an attack in my front lawn. I fell down on the, didn't know I'd fallen down, but when I could see again, few seconds or a minute later, I'll never know how long, I was on my hands and knees on the lawn. And I was fine, you know, for a while, and then all the angina symptoms started, and a short time after that, the irregular heartbeat. And you sure know it when you have that going on.
I'll bet.
I was very lucky. I went years, 6 years or so, until I discovered an herbal formula that was wonderful for me and cleared the plaque and saved my life and changed my life.
Awesome.
And that's at that point I became a natural health advocate. 100% natural. It's just wonderful how nature has provided everything that we'll ever need, really.
Good point. Number three, the heart fact is your heart's biggest enemy is not dietary fat. And you just kind of alluded to that a moment ago, Wayne, in your own life. But explain that.
Well, you know, if we're too inactive, you know, we have arms and legs for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Meant to use them. Inactivity, you know, to be a couch potato all of one's life, that will change your life. You know, even your muscles will atrophy and dry out. And
true.
Next thing you'll be hunched over. So we are meant to have some activity. There's no question about that. Enough water. Our body is 62% water. Our lungs are almost 90%. So too little water can cause a myriad of trouble for us. And we do need that blood flow everywhere in our bodies. And I've always believed that clean tissues are the secret.
Hmm.
If you can cleanse and keep your tissues clean, you're in good shape to fight things off, your immune system strong.
One thing,
anyway,
Wayne,
what's the next point?
One thing that we talk about a lot in this hour, and I've been doing some studying even on my own, a good friend of mine and I have been kind of chatting back and forth about different things and reading and watching different, you know, different things along these lines. And I don't know that I have all of this figured out yet, nor am I an expert by any means and haven't even been down the same path that you've been. But I know just from all the interviews I've done that sugar and the fact that a lot of us, the insulin side of things is really way off. In fact, I don't think most people even know what their insulin levels are, because I'm not sure that even most doctors test that correctly. And I can tell you just from all of the interviews I've done that as a society, we consume far too much sugar, which really goes along with a lot of what you're talking about, doesn't it?
Oh, sugar, you bet. We don't have equipment for refined carbohydrates, sugar in all its forms, all the breads and lovely baked goods and candies and so forth. We just, we don't have the equipment for refined sugar, and hence all the diabetes in the
right.
world. It's almost at
right.
epidemic proportions.
Right.
And that's a major circulation issue as well. But, yeah, the other thing we have no equipment for, if you will, Creator didn't put equipment in us or parts in us to deal with man-made chemicals. There was no man-made chemicals when we were created. So as perfect as a specimen as a human body is, we've subjected ourselves to things. If you look at your produce today, vegetables and fruits, the chemical fertilizers, insecticides, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, chemical preservatives, chemical fertilizers. We're just surrounded with them. A lot of chlorine and a lot of city water.
Right.
We just don't have.
Well, and I've even done interviews on this, Wayne. And by the way, not knocking anybody because it's the world we live in. But we clean with all sorts of chemicals. We do all sorts of things to keep germs down and so on. But the things that we're using are the chemicals in a lot of ways that you're talking about. And again, I do not have the answer because, yes, we want to be clean. We want to have good hygiene and all those different things. The reality, though, Wayne, is in doing a lot of that, we're subjecting ourselves to chemicals on a daily basis, right?
Well, under most people's kitchen sink, there's a lot of chemicals in the bathrooms and even in our personal products.
Correct.
Depending on antiperspirants and
correct
and the various things. So, yeah, we really are drowning almost in chemicals, and we're eating far too many of them. And that and genetically modified foods really makes it more important than ever. It's kind of a rigged game against us now, so
yeah.
It makes it more important than ever for people to supplement.
Agree.
Now, I religiously take vitamin C, large doses too.
Right.
Vitamin D3.
Right.
I take full spectrum minerals. Me and my mother both would get leg and foot cramps if we didn't. And the soil is depleted. We know that.
Right.
It's therefore the minerals are not going into the vegetables and fruits, and we're not getting them when we eat them. It's just as simple as that. So, some of these things are just great to supplement with. These herbal formulas from the likes of the Strauss Company, the people whose formulas fixed me up, are just incredible. 100% natural, no risk, satisfaction guarantee, and it really is wonderful to so painlessly help yourself.
Very true. Very true. Now, also one of the tips I've got, actually our last one, number 5, is laughing is good for your heart. By the way, I agree with that. I think it's one of those things that a lot of times folks get so, let's face it, they get into the depression end of things. Things are down, and I get it. We live in a time right now where things are tumultuous. The inflation is high. Folks are wondering even, maybe how they're going to make ends meet with where they're at with, jobs and income and so on. And I get it, Wayne. Sometimes folks don't really feel much like laughing, but laughter, they say it, laughter is a great medicine, and it really is.
It sure is. What's better than having fun and laughing and enjoying yourself?
Agree.
There's nothing any better than that. So, of course, it's good for us. So we're not stressing at that moment. We're not worried about all those things you mentioned that we can tend to worry about. So it's absolutely, either a funny movie or a comedian, laughing. And you use about 3 times as many muscles in your face and neck laughing than you
good
do frowning.
Good point. Okay, so you've got a couple of tips here for me as well that are in my notes, and these are things I did not know. So again, every time I do this program, each week we do an hour on health and wellness, but you've got some things in here on dissolving arterial plaque. What are some of the things that we can do? So if you're somebody where maybe you've been diagnosed with this or you just want to be preventative, what are things we can do naturally to help us with this?
Well, the best thing I've ever found and of course saved me with these Strauss heart drops.
Okay.
They just so efficiently and safely have shown to dissolve that plaque and increase our blood flow gradually And it's so invigorating, it's really hard to describe. It's not what Western medicine is used to seeing. They do their bypasses, they do their stents,
right,
and so forth, but they can't change the whole hose like we tend to do in our car or our tractor or furnace.
Good point.
All they can do is bypass the worst areas. So, and then, of course, none of the pharmaceuticals claim to remove a bit of cholesterol or plaque. They honestly, in their own defense, they don't claim to. The highest-selling drug in the world are the statin drugs, the cholesterol pills we refer to them as.
Yes.
And how they purport to work is slowing your production of cholesterol by partially shuttering your liver's function. Now, I don't think any of our organs is meant to be governed down. And there have been some real problems with these kinds of drugs for people in the past. There have been some on and off the market, like Bakol, the first one. By the Bayer company, it was shown to be hurting people's leg muscles even 5 years after they'd stopped taking it. So, you know, the liver, here's what I think the trouble is. If you could get away with shuttering the function, governing it down some to produce less cholesterol, how about all the other scores of functions our liver does? So, you know, I'm so grateful I didn't have any of that type of therapy. And there are millions of people who are on that type of therapy. And I took these Strauss heart drops. I still do 28 years later.
Wow.
I take them every day because I don't want even a bit of blockage or restriction. I'm 69 years old now, and I want everything working, if
nice.
You please.
Okay, now, so, really quick, Wayne, just make sure that I'm following correctly. Wayne Elliott, who's with us right now, by the way. And is it Strauss? Is it Strauss heart drops? Am I looking that up correctly?
That's correct.
Okay.
The company named Strauss Naturals. com, and
okay.
You can see the website and get more information. But I love that it's safe. I love your satisfaction is guaranteed. And so you have nothing to lose. You cannot go wrong. And it just warms my heart every time I know someone got themselves a bottle and that they're going to experience what I did.
Nice. Wayne, I appreciate you joining us very much, and you're a man that has lived this and has gone through this, and I always appreciate talking to people that have done it versus those that tell us how to do it. You've been there, done it, and have made it through, and we appreciate that very much, Wayne.
Thank you, sir. Always my pleasure.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening. Wayne Elliott, again, this is somebody that's actually been through this, has lived it. And I just found those drops he mentioned a moment ago because he's not, talking on behalf of anyone. This is just him himself talking. So I found the link to those. I'll put those in my notes. Producer Ann can put those up a little bit later tonight as well that way.